Dem Rep. Crow, still a chance for GOP to show a fraction of courage with bipartisan 1/6 commission. By Pam Key on May 31, 2021. Representative Jason Crow, DCO, said Monday on MSNBC's Deadline that Republican lawmakers can show a very small fraction of the courage that is shown every day by our troops to do the right thing for our country by creating a bipartisan January 6 commission. When asked about the failed 1/6 commission Senate vote, Crow said, "This vote did not absolve the Republicans in the Senate of their responsibility to do the right thing. To do what Republicans and Democrats have done in decades past. And that is identify a problem and work to resolve it so we can become better. We can identify our challenges and move beyond them. They still have that responsibility, so we have 54 votes for that commission. We believe there were three folks who were missing that would have voted for it had they been present. So the question is, can they get an additional two votes to get over the finish line? I think we're going to see that in the next couple of weeks, but this needs to happen. There needs to be a bipartisan review. It needs to happen in the form of a commission. If it doesn't, we will do what we always have done in the House. And in the Democratic caucus, we will lead. We will find the truth and move our country forward." Guest host Chris Jansing said, "You're not new to navigating tricky political waters. You were an impeachment manager in the first impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. You've seen up close the hold he has on Republicans. Do you think that still that influence effectively kills any real chance of bipartisan cooperation on a thorough investigation into January 6th? Realistically, what do you think?" Crow said, "Yeah, well, Chris, I'm a combination of a realist and an optimistic. I wouldn't be doing this job if I weren't an optimistic and didn't always think there was a path forward and a way to get people to do the right thing. To appeal to their conscience, to their better angels, and that's what I continue to try to do. At the same time, I'm a realistic. I understand that he does have a stranglehold on this GOP. It's extremely depressing to see it. There's no other way to put it, especially on a weekend like this weekend where I have spent many days thinking about my fallen comrades. My friends that I left behind that never returned home. I'm not asking, you know, these elected officials. I'm not asking GOP senators or members of the House to storm the beaches of Normandy or to lay down their lives for this country. I'm just asking them to show a very small fraction of the courage that is shown every day by our troops to do the right thing for our country." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.